All right, white lung syndrome, or the mystery pneumonia, has now officially reached America. Let's talk about it tonight.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, welcome to the broadcast. This is End Time Headlines. It is Thursday, November the 30th. We want to welcome our audience here. We want to welcome all of our viewers. If this is your first time joining us, we want to officially welcome you. I am your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder, the voice, and the pastor of End Time Headlines. Listen, do me a favor. If this is your first time, let us know in the comment section below where you guys are tuning in from. We'd love to hear from you. And as always, guys, don't forget to hit that like button, that share button, that push notification. This is going to push our material out there. We do greatly appreciate that. And real quick, download our free app also, because this is how you're going to keep up with our ministry. It is available on Apple and Android devices. You can go to your Play Store, type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our official ETH logo there, our trademark logo. Download our app, hit yes to push notifications. You're going to get every headline, every podcast, and you're going to be good to go. And that's how you're going to keep up with our ministry. So we'd greatly appreciate that. So we've been talking about this. We talked about this a couple days ago, this mystery pneumonia that has suddenly taken off in China has now officially reached America. It's spreading around the world, and it's showing eerie syndromes of how COVID started when it first started out. Back when the pandemic first started. So we're going to talk about this tonight.
At hospital emergency rooms, the sick children just keep coming, from toddlers to teens, mostly with respiratory infections, including pneumonia. It's been 10 days now, this mother says, and the fever is back. Health officials say the surge is happening not just here in Beijing, but in clusters across northern China.
This is one of the biggest children's hospitals in the city, and it's full of kids who are coughing, hooked up to IV bags, or still waiting to get treatment.
So again, just to bring clarification here, guys, this outbreak consequently is targeting children, whereas the last outbreak was affecting the elderly. So I just think about that for a minute. The first pandemic affected the elderly, that outbreak, what we know as COVID. Now, I don't even know the official name for this. They've called us, and we're going to get all more details into this, but some sources call it mystery pneumonia. Others call it white lung syndrome. This one is impacting children and teens.
The headlines here about a respiratory disease outbreak triggered alarm bells and prompted the World Health Organization to ask Chinese authorities for answers. The WHO said China shared its data that showed no sign of a new disease so far, saying in a statement, the reported symptoms are common to several respiratory diseases.
So we can all rest assured and sleep in peace tonight because, you know, Chinese officials have always been so truthful. I mean, we don't have to worry about them fabricating anything, hiding anything, twisting, manipulating, distorting, censoring, any of that. So just saying.
Unlike a then unknown virus that emerged in Wuhan 4 years ago that unleashed the COVID pandemic. Back then, China was criticized for a lack of transparency. What's going around now, according to health officials, is a known mix of flu, RSV, COVID, and mycoplasma or walking pneumonia.
Then why is it called a mystery pneumonia or white lung syndrome? Guys, again, if I was an official in an NFL football game, I'm throwing flags on the field here. This stuff is just not adding up to me. It doesn't make sense. We want to assure you this is what this is, but yet why do they keep calling it a mystery pneumonia? Come on, wake up.
The advice from scientists, don't panic. Last year, there were still strict COVID rules here, kids masking up and schools locking down. The wave flooding emergency rooms now seen as more of a comeback then a mystery.
With doctors here working overtime, health officials are urging anyone with mild symptoms to avoid the hospital because of the risk of cross-infection. But for the rest of the world, at this point, scientists say there's no evidence of anything new or unique here, that it's the same sort of surge you're seeing in the U.S. and can happen anywhere. Savannah.
Even U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Rahm Emanuel, is sounding the alarm, posting on X, quote, China's recent pneumonia outbreak raises serious questions. It's time to abandon COVID deception and delays as transparent and timely information saves lives. Joining us now to discuss is Fox News medical contributor, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Dr. Sapphire, so great to see you and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. So what do you make of this? Because I don't trust the Chinese, but I also don't trust our government, which was, you know, funding the experiments that led to the outbreak of COVID back at the Wuhan lab.
Well, we don't have time to unpack all of that, Rachel, but it is feeling a little bit like deja vu. You have ProMed, the disease surveillance system, who's sounding the alarm again, mentioning that there is a rise in pediatric pneumonia hospitalizations in northern China, especially since October, compared to the last several years. Now, again, Rachel, this is kind of emulating what we saw in the United States, the UK, and other places last year in countries who removed some of those harsh lockdown restrictions earlier than China. We had this large immunity gap where people, especially children's immune systems were dampened from those COVID lockdowns and other restrictive measures. So we saw a rise in hospitalizations and just outpatient cases of the usual suspects, RSV, influenza, adenovirus, and mycoplasma pneumonia. Now, China is saying it is those usual suspects, those common pathogen that are causing their rise in illness in northern China. The problem is, Rachel, as you said it, we don't trust China. China, the World Health Organization, they were deceitful when it came to COVID-19. And while ProMed started alerting the world in the beginning of December, maybe even the end of November 2019, it wasn't until January 30th that the World Health Organization declared a state of emergency when 115 cases were already documented outside of China. The easy thing for China to do right now is to show the lab results that confirm that these are just the normal pathogens and they're just having the uptick because of that immunity gap. Because at this point, they need to regain trust for anyone to believe them.
But we also need to regain trust in our own government and their response to something like this. So we have held no one accountable. None of the health bureaucrats, starting with Dr. Fauci himself, has been held accountable for having lied to the American people and withholding information. And so here we are with another potential outbreak. And I think the American people, I certainly know as a mom, I don't trust any of these people, not the WHO, not the Chinese, but frankly, I don't think that anyone's learned their lesson in our government because no one's been held accountable.
No, I agree with you. There hasn't been an urgency to hold people accountable. We've had a plethora of hearings, but there has actually been no action to make sure that people are punished for their misdoings. But all I can say as a mother, you know this as well, the best we can do is to try and live our happiest and healthiest lives. And that's making sure our kids are getting good physical activity, good nutrition. And you as an individual decide what is right for your child going into these fall and winter months. There's always going to be a rise in infections. So try to keep them as healthy as possible to prepare because everyone's going to get sick. It just happens.
Okay, same surge. It can happen anywhere, but yet, it's consequently, China is rolling out the hazmat-suited big white men who've returned to the streets of China to, quote, disinfect the streets of China as the pneumonia grips the nation. Again, if this is nothing to panic about, nothing to worry about, nothing to be concerned, it's normal, then again, why? Let me pull this up, guys. I want to show you what I'm looking at here. This is from Breitbart. Here again, you see here, it looks eerily similar to COVID. You got all these guys in these full hazmat suits. Again, if this is something normal, nothing of concern, again, I just have so many questions about this. Why are they dressed like this? Why are they pulling out? Why are they disinfecting the streets? We're not doing that in America. If this is the same stuff, it's in America. And by the way, there's a cluster now in Ohio or a quote unquote hot spot. We're going to give you that in just a minute as well. But the Taiwan Ministry of Health and Welfare on Thursday advised young and elderly citizens, as well as those with weak immune systems, to avoid traveling to China altogether. Again, nothing of a concern, nothing to be worried about. It's all normal. But yet the entire But the Taiwan Ministry of Health and Welfare is warning young, elderly, and those of weak immune system to completely avoid China altogether. And again, the Chinese government continues to insist it has the outbreak under control, but observers recently noticed the return of travel restrictions and spraying of public areas with disinfectant. Again, guys, this was the same thing that they did during the COVID outbreak. I found this interesting. This article even points out the obvious here that, quote, the Chinese government also has a history of covering up the severity of disease outbreaks even before Wuhan, before the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. Reuters also noted the memory of China covering up the SARS outbreak of 2002 and 2003 also looms. All right, here's another report. Surge in white lung syndrome. This is a kind of a phrase they've coined with this after China is ordered. Again, they've been ordered to release more data on this. Pneumonia cases in children are reaching epidemic levels in Denmark with chilling similarities to the beginnings of coronavirus. Let me say that again. There is now, they're showing indicators of in Denmark that this has reached epidemic levels, and it's showing chilling similarities to the beginnings of coronavirus. And the reason why they call this white lung syndrome pneumonia, it has been given this term due to how the lung damage shows up on scans. It is caused by Mycoplasma pneumoniae, a bacterial infection that many antibiotics cannot fight. Wow. So some of these antibiotics can't even treat this. The Netherlands, according to the report, also has reported a worrying increase in children with pneumonia as well. And Sweden has also been affected. And because this illness cannot always be treated with antibiotics, it is making it more dangerous for younger children. Now, if you think we're not seeing the eerie repeats of what we saw in 2019 and 20, look at this. Face mask and social distancing have already been recommended across China as it continues to overwhelm hospitals. Let me give you this. This is another report from the Daily Mail. Mystery wave of pneumonia hits America. One Ohio county. Of course, it's Ohio. Guys, literally everything. This is a joke, but I've said this off the cuff, and I'll say this. If Godzilla actually existed, I'm telling you, he would emerge from Ohio. I'm telling you, anything and everything that's crazy, disastrous, mysterious, if we had an alien invasion, I'm telling you, they would touch down and land in Ohio. Why does everything happen in Ohio? It's so bizarre. But one Ohio county has recorded 142 cases of this white lung syndrome, which, according to this, meets the definition of an outbreak. So according by all definitions, we are now seeing an outbreak of this in Ohio. According to the report, an extremely high number of children are being diagnosed with pneumonia in Ohio, which is now the first U.S. state to report an outbreak like the one in China. Health officials in Warren County, so I don't know if we have anybody from this area, or if you're listening, you're in Ohio, you know where this is at, but Warren County is the area 30 miles north of Cincinnati that they're saying that has had 142 pediatric cases of this condition that they have dubbed the white lung syndrome since the month of August. Quote, not only is this above the county average, it also meets the Ohio Department of Health definition of an outbreak. Again, this is from the County Health Department statement. According to the report, the spread of cases has raised fears that an American outbreak of the infection that is now overwhelming hospitals in China could come this winter. Also, several European countries are battling similar cases. We just talked about that a while ago.
Right, thank you.
Of what's happening in China, I want to say this. When you hear that children are being hospitalized in northern China of mysterious pneumonia,
right,
and the WHO is telling you everything is okay, and China's saying no problem, Well, here in the United States, excuse us if we don't necessarily believe any of that, because we've been lied to so much by China, and the WHO has carried water for them and did so with the pandemic. However, having said that, Steve, I looked very closely at this, and I think we're experiencing in China what we experienced here last year, which is something called immune pause. Remember they locked down all through 2022?
Right.
Well, you relieve the lockdowns and viruses, upper respiratory viruses, RSV, influenza, COVID, come roaring back. And one more thing.
That was the thing I said, because again, my wife is a nurse practitioner and this is what she said. She suspected. So this is the best case scenario of this. If this is truly what this is going on, then this should have been expected. We should have known that was going to happen. But again, this is all, you know, we're in the early stages of this. We don't know for sure because, again, just like this man said here, this doctor is saying here that China has a history of lying and covering up things. So, guys, this is just a matter of time. It's going to have to play out to see how this thing comes out.
Nature, the journal Nature, has a tremendous article over this week about a bug called mycoplasma, which is a bacteria, and guess what they're doing in China? They're flooding this bacteria with a Z-Pak, and when you give a Z-Pak to too many people, you get a resistant mycoplasma, and you can end up in the hospital. So I think the combination of all of those things, especially mycoplasma, is our answer here, but of course I can't be sure of what's coming out of China.
Sure, and absolutely, and you know, you take what the WHO says with a grain of salt, you said. But to the point earlier, Dr. Siegel, before you went over to Italy, you've seen here in the United States the number of people with particularly, I was talking to our ENT, Dr. Remsen, the other day. He said everybody who's going to his office has like laryngitis or tracheitis, I think is what he called it. Is that just something that is new, or is this something that, you know, we see every year at this time?
It's new, and I saw a lot of it, too, and it's a combination of the things I've said so far, especially RSV is pretty rampant this year. The one thing I didn't mention is strep, and there's a lot of strep around, and we have a shortage of antibiotics for streps, amoxicillin especially. So we're seeing that. And so if you're going to your ENT and you have that raspy throat, he or she needs to test you to make sure you don't have strep, because that's one thing we can really treat. We can treat mycoplasma. We can treat strep. If you're in a high-risk group, by the way, over the age of 60, 65, you should be getting your pneumonia shot. And we also now have an RSV shot out, so, and flu. So these are things you need to talk to your doctor about and get to the right decision.
All right, guys. So we've got a few more minutes here. So I want to shift gears. And I want to talk about something else here as we close this program tonight. There's a new forecast that's been come out from scientists. And I thought this was interesting. So I want to talk about this. Let me show you what I'm talking about. A new report by scientists are warning that the Earth will be bombarded by intense solar storms next year. That's 2024. Of course it is. Guys, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I believe we need to be prepared and buckle up, because I think 2024 is going to be an intense, wild ride. We've talked about this so much. We've got all these cosmic signs in the heavens. We've got comets. We've got a major solar eclipse coming up. We've got, there's been predictions about certain things with certain elites that are pushing certain agendas by 2024. And now here we are with these scientists that are predicting that we will reach a solar maximum with flares that will be strong enough to cripple the world's entire internet for weeks. Now, they've been warning about this. They have been talking about this. We've warned about this. They've talked about this. Experts reveal when solar maximum will arrive, it is going to be much sooner than we thought. Let's read a little bit about this today. Typically, every 11 years, the sun goes through what's known as a solar maximum. This is when many bizarre dark spots appear on its surface. These sunspots, which can cluster together and form what looks like an, I don't even know how to pronounce this, archipelago are caused by massive changes in our star's magnetic field. These also shoot out violent explosions of energy towards the Earth, causing solar storms that can potentially damage satellites and disrupt the internet. By the way, we've had waves of these. Let me pull this up, and we'll go back to this other article. Let me pull this one up. Now, this was recent. Strong geomagnetic storm heading towards Earth, increasing chances for vivid northern lights farther south. According to this report from Fox Weather, multiple eruptions from the sun recently prompted a strong geomagnetic storm watch for this Friday, for tomorrow, as of this recording, which could cause vibrant aurora lights across northern U.S. Again, the sun is approaching its solar maximum in its 11-year cycle, resulting in more frequent space weather events, with this week's back-to-back solar phenomena as a perfect example.
You might want to look up, because we've got a strong geomagnetic storm that could bring an early holiday gift for some stargazers across the United States. Yeah, get this. NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center said a solar flare caused at least 3 coronal mass ejections, these CMEs. And what that does is it sends these clouds of plasma from the sun toward Earth. And a strong storm can cause intermittent disruptions to satellites, navigation, GPS, low-frequency radio navigation as well. Solar storms, they can also be exciting because the charged particles interact with Earth's atmosphere, creating these aurora borealis, yeah, known as the northern lights. And we've seen quite a bit of them recently.
Now, let me go back to this report. New studies reveal that this solar maximum is coming sooner than expected. Most likely, it will be here. You ready for this? Early in 2024. So what would be early? So if we go quarterly, January, February, March, April, if it comes early and it comes in those in within that 4-month frame, that also comes in the same time frame, guys, as Passover, this that horned comet that we did a whole segment on, and I talked about the significance of that. It also comes during this other solar eclipse that's going to form that X across America. So here you have another event tied to cosmic signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Again, if you want reference for that, Luke 21 talks about that. Matthew 24 talks about that. Jesus said there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. These will indicate these are signs of the coming of the Lord. According to one researcher, he said, quote, it is not possible to predict the intensity and consequences of solar storms this early, but we should learn more as the new year approaches. The most intense storms can sometimes result in, quote, catastrophic orbital decay of low Earth orbiting satellites and even disrupt satellite-based services such as communications and navigational networks. Quote, they can also induce strong disturbances in the geomagnetic field, tripping electric power grids located in high latitude regions. The scientist went on to say that, quote, it is during this solar maximum, keep this in mind, guys, it is during this solar maximum when the most violent space weather is expected. I want to pull this up because I want you to see this, what I'm looking at here. This is from the dailymail.com. I want to highlight this for you. Again, it is during this solar maximum coming 2024, much earlier than expected, is when the most violent space weather is expected. He didn't say it may not. He said it is. They're expecting this, guys. They are expecting some type of major solar event that's going to disrupt the power grids. It's going to knock down the internet infrastructure, communication infrastructure, satellite radio, television, GPS, navigation systems. They are expecting this. The researchers say predicting exactly when this peak is going to occur and therefore when the most violent space weather hits Earth has been challenging. He goes on to say that individual cycles can vary in length from 9 to 14 years. So as you see, guys, things are ramping up. They're really ramping up. I don't want to keep you long tonight on this Thursday, November the 30th, but I wanted to hit you with these two stories that are developing. These are of importance. These are things that we need to be aware of. Again, we have this, just to recap, we have this mystery pneumonia, which some say it's not a mystery, or at least China's saying, well, it's not a mystery. It's a mixture of this and this and this. But then they keep calling it a mystery pneumonia, white lung syndrome, whatever. We have this, I call it the election infection, but that's just me. But anyway, you have this going on. You have this transpiring. And then now we're being warned that, again, they've been warning us that it's not a matter of if, but when we have this this catastrophic solar storm, a geomagnetic storm that strikes the Earth, again, crippling our communication infrastructure, electrical grids, all this. And now, consequently, scientists who keep up with this stuff, they monitor stuff, they observe all this stuff, they're coming forward saying that the solar maximum is coming much earlier than expected, and consequently, it's now looking as if it's coming early spring of 2024, which again coincides with other cosmic events such as this Horned Comet that's coming through our solar system. It's going to be its closest approach, and this solar eclipse that's going to do this trajectory across America, forming the X that we've talked about on this program as well. So I say all that to say this. I leave you with Luke 21:25 tonight. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, not to fret, not to worry, not to be troubled. He said, but to look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, again, please hit that like button, hit that share button, push our material out there on the algorithm. We'd appreciate that. Again, download our free app. If you've not got it today, get it today. Hit yes to push notifications. Every podcast, just like this, every headline, all of it's going to be right there at your fingertips, and this is how you can keep up with our ministry. And as always, guys, if this ministry is a blessing to you, information, revelation, equipping, we would appreciate you guys praying about becoming a monthly partner. This is how you keep us, continue to do what we do, because, again, we are a partner-based ministry. We do not charge for the app. We don't charge for our messages. Nothing is of any expense to you. All we ask is if you've been blessed, encouraged, informed, and equipped by our ministry on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically right through the app at going to the bottom where it says donate, or you can go to the main website, again, right there on your screen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Or, of course, you can give by check or money order by making it out to right there on your screen at End Time Headlines. That's P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be right back here tomorrow on Friday, December 1st. Wow. The last month of 2023. We're about to embark in 2024. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you prayed up? Are you in the Word? Are you steadfast remaining in Him? So we're going to be back on here tomorrow, guys, Lord willing, Friday again, December 1st, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, same time, same place, same channel. And I'm not really sure what we're going to have on deck, but we're going to have either, we're going to bring you some more information, or we're going to bring you a great equipping message that will encourage you as we go into the weekend. So either way, we'll be right back here, and we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may He keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.